From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian benchmark indices surged on Thursday, riding the wave of optimism from global markets. This uptick came after the Federal Reserve maintained its outlook for 3 rate cuts within the year, sparking a rally. Both Nifty and Sensex rose more than 0.75% by the end of the day's trading on Thursday. Money into power is equal to? Have you heard of a plutocracy? It's a scenario where the wealthiest individuals not only hold the purse strings, but also the reins of governance, turning financial might into political power. A similar trend is unfolding in India. As per the World Inequality Lab's latest study, income and wealth inequality are breaking records, even outpacing countries like China and Brazil. The elite 1% in India are unjust wealthy. They are earning 23 times more than the average Indian. If left unchecked, this imbalance could lead to India's future being shaped by plutocracy. Mint's national writer, Sayantan Behra, takes a closer look at this pressing issue in today's Mint Premier. Ola Electric, steered by Bhavesh Agrawal, is on the brink of a significant move in India's electric vehicle landscape, with its initial public offering drawing near. The electric scooter maker, known for its S1 series, is drawing investor interest. People close to the matter told Mint's auto correspondent, Alicia Sachdev, that Singapore's East Spring and UK-based Pictet are lining up as anchor investors, signaling favorable market sentiment. Dominating over 40% of India's electric two-wheeler market, Ola's electric battery division, Ola Cell Technologies, is set to boost efficiency and profitability. Ola's ambitions are clear: expanded cell factory capacity and venturing into advanced battery technologies, including bidding for lithium resources. The Indian Premier League, Indian cricket's biggest spectacle, begins today, kicking off a summer of high-octane action in the game's shortest format. Cricket fans are excited, but the advertising scene this year tells a different story. Star Sports and Jio, the custodians of broadcast and digital rights, have seen ad rates stagnate. Major sectors like automotive, e-commerce, telecom, and fintech are yet to jump into the advertising fray. Mint's assistant editor, Varuni Khosla, reports on the mood of the advertisers around this year's biggest television event. Varuni also spoke to advertising experts, who noted a peculiar reluctance towards IPL among clients this season, pointing to a broader market slowdown rather than the tournament's appeal. Seems like restaurants are in a bit of a soup. The stock market isn't serving up good news for restaurants lately. Case in point, Devyani International Limited, the company operating a local KFC and Pizza Hut outlets. Over the past year, Devyani's shares climbed just 10%. A stark contrast to the Nifty Midcap Index's 57% surge, indicating rough weather for the sector. And it's not just Devyani feeling the heat. Westlife Foodworld, which runs McDonald's in India, also saw its stock rise by merely 10% over the same period. So, what's behind this industry-wide slump? Mint's national editor, Abhishek Mukherjee, dug into the issue. Abhishek spoke to Siddhant Chabharia of Mirae Assets, who blamed the downturn on dwindling demand and a broader consumption slowdown. Right before Russia made its move on Ukraine in February 2022, their hackers unleashed malware on Ukrainian military comms by targeting routers connected to Viasat, a major American satellite and internet provider. Things got tense and Ukrainian leaders called out for help. Elon Musk, who owns Starlink, responded and Ukraine got its internet back. Fast forward 2 years and Starlink has become a lifeline, keeping Ukraine's military and civilians connected through the chaos. This satellite internet service, brought to life by SpaceX, is changing the game with thousands of satellites zooming around in low Earth orbit. Meanwhile, back in India, there is a scramble to catch up. The Indian government tweaked some rules to make it easier for satellite broadband services to set up shop without the usual auction requirements. This is a big deal for companies like Bharti Group's OneWeb, Reliance's Jio Satellite Communications, Musk's Starlink, and Amazon's Kuiper, paving the way for them to offer their services across India's vast and varied landscape. Mint's telecom correspondent Gulveen Olak takes a deep dive into the emerging industry of satellite communications, or SATCOM, in India. A subset of India's $8.5 billion space economy, the SATCOM industry is set to close in on $2 billion by 2030. According to ratings agency ICRA, by 2025, India's SATCOM industry could be serving up to 2 million users and raking in revenues between 5,000 to 6,000 crore rupees a year. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a wonderful weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.